Good morning, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Bids and Purchases Committee, Tuesday, June 4th, 2019, at the designated hour of 8:30 a.m. Just want to welcome you and thank you for coming. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for April 1st, 2019 meeting.
Make a motion to approve.
So moved. Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of April 1, 2019. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it unanimously. Item number two is the public comments. Do we have anybody present that would like to share with this committee in particular? Yeah, we're a quiet bunch. Moving on to item number three, the awards of a contract for the Park West Boulevard widening. Mr. DeMora.
Well, thank you, Chairman Owens. Members of the committee, good morning. We are ready for each of the items, and Ms. Kotov will lead us.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. For the widening of Park West Boulevard, the town received five bids. The bids were very competitive in nature and included about $1.2 million in utility relocation. Of the town's portion of that is about just over $250,000. Mount Pleasant Waterworks has the remainder. On the map, you see the green line indicates the roadway, and the red is the 12-foot multi-use path. It is staff's recommendation that we contract with Blythe Development Company in the amount of $8,292,198, which is within budget, to provide these construction services to the town.
Thank you, Ms. Kornoff. Committee, do we have any discussion?
No, I'll make a motion that we approve staff's recommendation for Blythe, contract with Blythe Development Company in the amount of $8,292,198 to provide construction services for the town. The town's responsible for funding the roadway portion of the project in the amount of $7,358,801. Mount Pleasant Waterworks is responsible for funding the $933,397 for their portion of the work.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. I would like just to ask the about the design. Do we have this? This has already been designed?
Yes, sir.
And the design firm was?
Mead and Hunt.
Huh?
Mead and Hunt.
Okay. Did we have, and I guess I'm assuming that it was within the engineer's estimate. All of that was good. Okay. Well, we have a motion and a second to approve the motion as stated. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it unanimously. We're moving on to item number four, contract for Carolina Park Phase 3 design services. Mr. DeMora.
Yes, sir. So the design of, yes, sir. The design for Phase 3 of Carolina Park is within the red dot line. The design includes a synthetic turf field, site drainage and grading, necessary water and power extensions, an expansion of an additional parking. Carolina Park Phase 1 and 2, their design was performed by Seaman Whiteside Associate Incorporated, and they have a unique knowledge of the existing elements at the recreational complex. It is therefore staff's recommendation that the town enter into a sole source negotiations with Seaman Whiteside Associates Incorporated to provide professional architectural and engineering services for the design of Carolina Park Phase 3. Should the negotiations be successful, staff further requests permission to contract with the firm.
Thank you, Ms. Kornoff. Do we have any discussion, committee?
No, I think you're doing a great job so far. Staff's done a great job as well.
And please, I think Seaman Whiteside's been on that project since about day one, haven't they?
Yes, sir. And we'd like to continue with design here so not to disrupt the timetable,
yes,
for the potential football stadium. Please know, and this is, a finance committee issue, we still don't have the full funding for the expected cost of that project.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion that we enter into sole source negotiations with Seaman Whiteside and Associates to provide professional architectural and engineering services for the design of the Carolina Park Sports Fields Phase 3. Should the negotiations be successful, we will also request that the staff would be allowed to contract with the firm.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. As stated, is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I call for the vote. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously.
Can I ask one question before
we closed it?
We've already done, but okay, just a question about that project in relation to other things that have been said. I just was going to say there's been a lot of commentary about money that's spent on one side of town versus the other. I don't subscribe to that, but I just want to point out this is going to be an amazing complex and quite a bit of money spent on that side of town. So just want to thank you all for all the effort.
Where's Kevin when you make such nice comments? Oh, you know.
We'll save it for a council meeting.
It'll be in the minutes.
But I did want to add, too, yes, Carolina Park is a significant project, and we're looking forward to it, as well as a Park West Boulevard widening. I think that Mr. Brimmer, Mr. Santos, and I have advocated for that for some time. Moving on to item number 5, award of contract for landscape maintenance services.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The town solicited bids to provide right-of-way landscape maintenance services for the town for a period of 6 months. This will allow for the annual renewal of this contract to fall within our slow period for these services. The town's amount of right-of-way has increased to 716 acres and has the cost to provide these services. The low bid company, Yellowstone Landscape, is the town's current provider. There have been some performance issues that have been attributed to insufficient funding. However, recent reference checks with the City of North Charleston have found the municipality happy enough to renew their services with this vendor. It is therefore staff's recommendation that the town contract with Yellowstone Landscaping in the amount of $397,500 to provide right-of-way landscape maintenance services for the town for an initial period of 6 months. Should staff determine services as satisfactory, the town reserves the right to negotiate a renewal cost on an annual basis. Should staff determine the services as unsatisfactory, the town reserves the right to negotiate with the next lowest responsive and responsible qualified bidder, Pleasant Places Incorporated.
Thank you, Ms. Kodoff. So we had only three bids, which is, I guess, during the protocol with the procurement process. Yellowstone Landscape has been in the town doing work for the town for how long, do we know?
I believe 3 years, sir.
Okay.
Might be the end of the second going into the third.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Coro. Committee, we have any comments?
Yeah. Are any of these in the town of Mount Pleasant actually in? And are any of them a part of the vendor partnership program?
No, sir. But the this vendor is now in North Charleston.
So none of these are actually in the town of Mount Pleasant?
I don't believe their home office is to qualify for the vendor partnerships.
Man.
You might need to recruit one.
I would have thought Pleasant Places.
Yeah,
would
I would
be
have
here.
Too, but anyway.
Isn't their name. Can I ask one quick question? All right.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair. I'm just curious, and I know that you do all the background, but it's just interesting that there's someone in here that is almost $300,000 higher than the lowest bid. And I just wondered, do they even ever try to explain why they're so much more expensive? I guess.
Sometimes we do go back. I will tell you, 2 years ago when we negotiated this, our current vendor that was about $500,000 for the year came back at over $1 million. Mm-hmm. So I think as we grow and add the right-of-way and the requirements necessary, they don't always realize it, or maybe some really do, and that's why they have such a high cost. When we first negotiated with Yellowstone, they were actually out of Florida, but they now have a presence here, and they're doing well in other areas. So we just want to give them another opportunity. However, in 6 months, if we can show that it hasn't been up to our standards, we certainly would like to go with Pleasant Places.
Thank you.
Good information. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Committee?
I'll make a motion that we follow staff's recommendation to contract with Yellowstone Landscape in the amount of 300, $97,500 to provide right-of-way landscape maintenance services for the town for an initial service period of 6 months. Should the town staff determine services as satisfactory, the town will reserve the right to negotiate a renewal cost on an annual basis, and if the services are deemed unsatisfactory, the town reserves the right to negotiate with the next lowest responsible qualified bidder, Pleasant Places, Inc.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to accept and approve staff recommendations as stated. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Item number six is the award of contract for health insurance stop-loss coverage. Ms. Cutoff, is that you again?
Yes, sir. Annually, the town's benefit consultant solicits for health insurance stop-loss coverage or reinsurance. The town was able to lock in an increased rate of only 5.06% with our current provider, Tokio Marine HCC. The proposed rates were as high as 21%. However, the town's recent positive experience and with our consultants' efforts, we were able to limit this increase to the 5%. It is staff's recommendation to execute a contract with Tokio Marine HCC Stop Loss Group for the town's health insurance stop loss coverage.
Well, that's good information. You've done considerable background on all of this. Who is our current vendor?
Our benefits consultant is Gallagher, and the lead on that is Rick Gant.
Okay. All right.
He's been around a while.
Committee?
I'll make a motion we approve for the approval to execute an acceptable contract with Tokio Marine HCC Stop Loss Group for the health insurance stop loss coverage as described by staff.
And I will second that.
We have a motion and a second to accept the recommendation from staff on the stop loss group for health insurance coverage. Is there any further discussion?
Ms.
Lanning?
Thank you so much. I would like to just point out what's written here, that the medical and prescription rate per employee per month is only $29.70 for single and $94.73 for family premiums. And when you look at what people have to pay in a lot of plans, that's quite a bargain. Y'all have done an amazing job.
Yeah,
thank you.
I would agree with that. Thank you. Appreciate it, Ms. Lanning. Again, we have a motion and a second. Call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Mr. DeMora, Ms. Cordoff, do we have anything further to discuss in this committee in particular?
No, sir.
Committee members, do you have anything to discuss here in particular?
No, sir.
Committee members, do you have anything to discuss here in particular?
No, sir.
Committee members, do you have anything to discuss here in particular?
No, sir.
Committee members, do you have anything to discuss here in particular?
No, sir.
Committee members, do you have anything to discuss here in particular?
No, sir.
Committee members, do you have